T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
With all players, Catherine, we have a ramp-up type of plan. Nate does a great job, along with our sports science and strength coaches, with that plan and what they can handle the first day back, like today versus tomorrow. And usually what happens is you ramp them up a little bit today, like we're going to do with Dane, and then see how he is when he comes back in tomorrow, and then assess and try and ramp them, you know, even further in the next day. So that's usually the progression, if you will, and hopefully that's the case with Dane.
Sean McDermott on Bills cornerback Dane Jackson. Good news on him yesterday, limited at practice. We'll see when he can get back in the lineup. It's the Ravens on Sunday, and Jeremy just pointed out that common games is the third tiebreaker, right? The third tiebreaker for the division.
It's the third tiebreaker, but for the Bills and Dolphins, throw out the first tiebreaker, because the best the Bills can do is tie them that.
Right.
And move on to the second tiebreaker, which is division record. And the Bills, of course, top out at 5-1. Miami, they're still unbeaten. So you would, if the Bills beat them, Miami tops out at 5-1.
Right.
So that third tiebreaker is potential. If they're tied at the end, it's going to be the third tiebreaker that does it, probably.
Right. And it's the Ravens this week for the Bills. It's one of those common games. And Lamar Jackson, he's technically in a contract year, I guess, but obviously, he would get franchise tag next year if the two sides were still not able to sign an extension. And this has kind of gone away, right? Because there was a deadline. They wanted to get something done before the season, and they didn't want to talk about it once the season began. And he's representing himself. Heard a lot of, even this week, I heard, was it Marcus Spears on Get Up talking about this yesterday, that he did himself a disservice by representing himself and not having a contract done already. And that might be right, but for me, it doesn't matter as long as he's playing like this, right? Like, his value is not going anywhere. In fact, it's only being inflated right now. So I guess the Ravens maybe are going to be the ones that actually get punished by the fact that there isn't a deal done, as the longer and longer this goes and the longer he looks and is playing the way he's been playing. So, I don't know what happens there. Should we not be open to the idea that he is going to push for the open market at some point?
I think we should be open to that, sure.
And that is 2 years away? They would franchise tag him after
twice.
The year.
They'd franchise him twice, right?
That's right. And then the third year, it would be like you wouldn't be able to do it. It'd be like $80 million or something. Maybe more than that, even. So, they have the rest of this year and then 2 more years of control. It's still a long time, actually. That's a long time. But Prescott went through that, right? He almost made it. Like, he was going into that final franchise tag. He ends up signing, right?
I thought he never got franchised. I thought, okay.
I thought he did. Maybe that's wrong. But I thought he was going into the second franchise tag.
The last guy to play the double franchise tag was Cousins.
And he did go to the open market.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he is sixth all-time in guaranteed salary.
Prescott did play on the franchise, and then that was a season where he, like,
broke his leg.
Yes, that's why. Yep. That's why he hardly played on it.
He turned. He played. It was a $37 million deal. 1 year, $37 million franchise tag.
Okay, and even that, like, isn't that part of the downside about Lamar Jackson? Like, what happens if you get hurt? Well, Prescott broke his ankle, and it was gruesome, and he's still got, you know, the contract he would have wanted, right? $40+ million, one of the highest paid quarterbacks in football. So yeah. I wonder if it's only about money, I guess, for him. Because there are other signs that it could be more. He might not be happy with the offensive coordinator, Greg Roman, because we know Marquise Brown wasn't, and Brown wanted to be traded, and then Jackson didn't seem happy when Brown was traded. So there could be concern about just who's running the offense. There could be concern about the way they use him. And
it could be, okay, if you go back far enough, before Deshaun Watson's Of course, we found out who Deshaun Watson really is. Before that, he wanted out in Houston because he didn't feel valued enough. He didn't feel like enough of a part of it.
Yes.
And it's possible that Lamar could do something similar. And that's why Brady wanted out of New England, right? Like, guys sometimes decide, I don't want to play here anymore.
Right.
Period. And no, there's nothing you can do because I don't feel like this is the right place. And, I mean, you can't necessarily rule that out for Lamar.
Right. No, I don't think so at all. I think that could be a huge part of why he might end up not being a Raven 4 or 5 years from now and finding his way to another team. He's someone I root for, and he's someone that I always like to throw this around when, usually it's when, you know, you're out with buddies or whatnot, and or someone somewhere always brings up the fact that, hey, you wanted Josh Rosen over Josh Allen. And you can't even play the what-if game really that much anymore with that. Like, what would they be if they drafted Josh Rosen? I guess you can. I always like to throw out, what would the Bills be right now had they drafted Lamar Jackson? I'm not even sure they ever would have considered it. Like, what happens if... Play the hypothetical game. What happens if the Browns wanted Josh Allen? Or even something that we know was reported a year or two ago, that the Seahawks offered the Browns Russell Wilson for the first overall pick because they wanted Josh Allen. Let's say they do that. So Allen is gone, and Darnold goes to the Jets.
Yeah, what do they do?
What do they do? Do they?
Well, if that does happen, then, I mean, this is a sensitive subject, but that's where pro tankers chime in and say, that's why you do it, so you can have control of who you want. The Bills, that's where they got a little lucky. One of the guys that they really wanted, not only did he panned out, but that they had the power to get him. What if Denver decides, nah, we're going to take him fifth?
Right. What if someone that's not Dave Gettleman is running the Giants, and instead of a running back, they take Josh Allen?
Right.
They could have done that.
You had to be a little lucky that no one in front of you made the move.
Yeah. So they got the luck. But I will always wonder, if he wasn't there, what would they have done? Because
it's a great question.
I don't think they liked Rosen.
No, I mean, I was a fan of him as a college player, but one of the things I said endlessly on the station, Joe, people don't remember this one as clearly, I said I would believe they would be interested in him when he was holding the jersey.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
There's no way they will take him. There is no way they would take him. I didn't think for a single second they would even consider it.
Yeah.
Like, some people might think that they felt that way about Lamar. I don't know. I felt that way about Rosen, that there was never a way in hell they would ever have taken him as a player. So if he's on the board, I don't think they would have taken him at all. Maybe it does go down to Lamar. Maybe it's down to a second-round pick on Mason Rudolph.
Ooh. I mean, maybe. You know, maybe. That's
right. What the plan
would have been. I would love to imagine, just like, what would they be with Jackson? Like, Rosen, I guess there's a very large variance. Like, could they have figured out a way to make that work? Maybe.
Probably not.
That'd be giving them a ton of credit.
Because no quarterback that is that limited in their mobility really makes it anymore as a new player.
That's right. But what would they be with Jackson?
Great question.
They might not be exactly as good, but would they not be still the best team in football? Or a team that would have come into a year like this year where, like, they're the best team in football?
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of variables, of course.
Yeah. And how they use him, too. You know, the Ravens use Jackson as, like, a running quarterback, and the Bills have built this pass volume, highest neutral situation, pass rate team in the league, weapons all over, the Diggs trade. Like, would they have built that around Jackson, or would they have built things around Jackson the way Baltimore's built things around Jackson?
There's another fun question here, because if Lamar, you know, this all plays out, Lamar is here, he's not playing for Greg Roman.
Oh, absolutely not.
Greg Roman's not coming.
No, he's coming back here. He's maybe in Baltimore already.
Yeah.
So
then you'd be getting Lamar with somebody else and getting a look at that, and, you know, who knows what that could be like.
Yeah. 803-0550 is the phone number. Extendo Sports on the way next, and we got the Extra Point Show coming up at 11. Charles Davis will join me and Sal, among other guests, here on WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.